How does a federal government that says it's committed to free speech walk the fine line between freedom and counter-terrorism? The Federal Attorney General George Brandis says the government isn't resiling from its promotion of free speech, but it does want to extend the laws governing speech crimes involving the incitement of terrorism. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
The federal government's been making it clear over the past couple of months that intelligence agencies are increasingly concerned about the numbers of Australians drawn to fight in bloody conflicts in Iraq and Syria. Around 60 Australians are thought to be actively involved in fighting there, and another 100 in Australia are thought to be supporting, financing and recruiting.
Now, all of those people are committing crimes against Australian law.
The Attorney General George Brandis says the alleged actions of those 160 are covered by current laws and punishable by up to 25 years in jail.
It is a crime against Australian law to recruit for or to participate in a foreign civil war. It is a crime against Australian law to belong to or to facilitate the work of or to finance a terrorist organisation.
The 7:30 program last night revealed that Australian Federal Police have issued arrest warrants for two of the most notorious Australians fighting for the Islamic terror group ISIS or the Islamic State. Khalid Sharif has posted gruesome pictures online of Mohammed El Omar smiling whilst holding up severed heads.
They've certainly, from what we've seen on social media posts, committed other offences as well. They may have committed war crimes.
But George Brandis says the government is worried current counter-terrorism laws are too narrow.
You have to identify a particular terrorist act. So one of the reforms that I'm looking at is a broader prohibition against the promotion or encouragement of terrorism. There's a general law, it's a very ancient part of the criminal law, that makes it a crime to incite violence. If it's a crime to incite violence, surely it ought to be a crime to incite or promote terrorism. So I'm concerned that the criminal code provisions are too narrowly drawn, and that's something that the government is considering right now as we speak.
And the Attorney General acknowledges that the government is walking a fine line given its very strong defence of freedom of speech and, in Senator Brandis's own words, the right of someone to be a bigot.
If you're going to be a free country, you have to allow that people should be able to say radical things, provocative things, things that other members of the community might find objectionable. But free speech, in my view, doesn't go so far as to enable people to say things that actually constitute the incitement of violence or the encouragement of terrorism. That's not freedom of speech. That's actually the preparation for criminal violence. And where you draw the line will always be a difficult question. It has to be wisely judged.
The Shadow Attorney General Mark Dreyfus says Labor will consider any proposal carefully, but he says they'll need much more detail before deciding whether to support such a change, and he questions if it's necessary.
It's already a crime to incite violence. I think rather than these thought bubbles from the Attorney General, he needs to produce some written proposals. We'll look at them if he's serious, but just engaging in this kind of public speculation almost about possible changes to our criminal code is not the way in which we should be dealing with what is a very serious matter.
George Brandis says the proposed changes to Commonwealth criminal laws will be presented to Parliament when it returns at the end of August.
Naomi Woodley.